they can receive the baptism, that is a much secure way.
一个最实际的例子。
So take a most practical example.
1980年啊，年代好多小留学生就在南加州在这里慕道。
So in 1980s, there are a lot of foreign students truth seeking here in Southern California.
你知道要叫人洗礼有一句话最有力量。
And do you know something you can say to people to motivate them to baptize?
如果今天晚上死了，你怎么办？我这一句话很有力量。
And the question is, if you die tonight, what are you going to do? That's the most powerful question.
马上我要洗礼。
And many people would then reply they want to get baptized right away.
但是问题是，洗礼完我没有死。
But the problem is that after the baptism, they didn't die.
我还活着。
And I'm still alive.
那明天我到学校里面就开始有这个什么很多的试探。
And so tomorrow when I go to school, I have to face a lot of temptations.
我还有很多的朋友，他的想法观念完全跟圣经不一样。
I have a lot of friends that their concept, their way of dealing with things are very different from the biblical standard.
所以这个二十几个这个小留学生也看过异象，得过圣灵，是很多的体验。到现在，我错了，每一个都溜走了。
And so these 20-some foreign students, they've all received the Holy Spirit.
还有一个在。感谢主，至少还有一个在。
So they've all received the Holy Spirit and seen visions, but until now only one is left.
两个，还两个在。
Or two are left.
对，那就很好了。感谢主，至少没有全部没有了。
So thank God, at least they were not all gone.
但是这个差不多都是旷野的翻版。
And but this is a another example of the desert.
就是出埃及的很多，甚至进迦南的很少。
Meaning that many people left Egypt, but very few went into land of Canaan.
所以一般我们慕道朋友吼要受洗，要经过两种课程。
So usually for a true seeker to be baptized, they have to go through two series of classes.
第一个是十大信条。
First, they have to learn about the ten doctrines.
第二个是十条诫命。
And second is the ten commandments.
我们一般是一课一课这样上。
And usually we study them one by one.
为什么？
And why?
因为这个需要时间消化。
Because they need time to digest the information.
你像说一课那个十大信条里面，我们这个如果念那个十大信条每一句话这样念一条大概不到三十秒就念完。
And if you just read the Ten Commandments, each commandment takes you less than 30 seconds to read it.
十大信条。
The Ten Commandments would take you a total of less than 30 seconds.
但是那个一句话其实是一个标题，那个一句话里面圣经节好多。
But each commandment is a topic, and because there are a lot of references in the Bible regarding that.
信耶稣是从天降临。
To believe that Lord Jesus Christ descended from heaven.
这个很简单啊。
Even though this is simple.
但是你如果要解释二十分钟。
But if you have to explain it, it would take about 20 minutes.
所以这个十大信条大概要十课。
And so the Ten Commandments usually would take 10 classes.
要解释三十分钟，然后让他讨论三十分钟。
And that means to explain it for 30 minutes and to have discussion for another 30 minutes.
让他了解他在信什么。
So they know what they're believing in.
那了解他在信什么，他跟一般教会的信有什么不同。
And once they know what they're believing in and how is it different from other churches.
第一个他可以守道，第二个他可以传道。
The result of that is that first they can hold on to the faith, second is that they're able to spread the gospel.
那第二个要讲十诫。
And the second,is the Ten Commandments. Yeah,
这个一般的时候，我们现在很羡慕，有时候 mega church 几千个人教会。
And sometimes we envy those mega churches that there are thousands of members in the church.
我们仔细看了这个 mega church， 你如果看一些书，很有研究的人去研究。
But if you take the time to study the books, their doctrine.
它大部分都是讲圣经的积极的方面。
And the what they talk most are the optimistic views from the Bible.
但是对一些关键问题，他没有立场。
But they don't take a position regarding some key points.
可以不可以堕胎？他没有立场。
For an example, they don't take a certain position with regards to abortions.
同性结婚，他没有立场。
Or regarding homosexual marriage.
为什么
？And why is that?
因为他一采取立场，信徒就会分了。
Because as soon as they take a stand regarding those key questions, the members will get dispersed.
这个休斯顿有一个非常出名的电视讲员。
In Houston, there's a very famous public speaker.
他现在他的聚会好像是 stadium， 好多人。
So when he gives a sermon, the members will fill up a stadium.
在电视 interview 人问他。
And so once on, someone interviewed him on the TV.
是不是信耶稣才可以得救？
And they asked him, do you have to believe in Lord Jesus to be saved?
他不答。
So he refused to answer.
为什么？
Why?
因为他观众里面有不同的人，他不能答。
Because among his audiences, there are many different kinds of people, so he cannot answer that question.
所以我们这个要洗礼之前，十条诫命一条一条要讲。
So before we're baptized, we have to go through the Ten Commandments one by one.
这个就是信耶稣的代价。
And so this is a price for believing Lord Jesus.
天国很好。
Because the heaven is wonderful.
但是需要有代价。
But it requires a sacrifice.
守诫命就是代价。
And this would take about 20 sessions.
就是二十个礼。
20 weeks.
礼拜，二十个礼拜大概五个月，四五个月。
20 weeks is about 5 months.
所以我们如果要让一个人洗礼，那从这样开始来慕道一直到洗礼，大概半年的准备是需要。
So if you want to lead somebody ultimately to baptism, it usually will require about 6 months of preparation work.
而且年纪越大的人，观念要改变越不简单。
And the older someone is, the more difficult it is to change their perspectives.
那年轻的人呢，试探很多。
But for younger believers or truth seekers, they have to face a lot of temptations.
所以预备灵恩布道会要从这一次结束就开始。
And that's why to prepare for the next spiritual convocation, we have to start as soon as this current one is over.
那下一次灵恩布道会就是收割。
Then the next evangelical service will be a time that we reap the sound of joy.
那现在下一个问题就那要怎么准备
？And so the next question is how can we prepare ourselves?
所以我们就回到我们的教材啊。讲义。
Let's turn back to our training materials.
就是宣道谷福音实务策略方案。昨天发的在后面。
The plan of practical strategy of spreading gospel in evangelism department.
这个第一句一啊啊，我你来岂没有缘故吗
？And the first question is there not any cause?
就是神在我们这个世界上来，一定有。让我们活来世界上跑一趟，一定有原因的。
And in other words, God, there must be a purpose for us to be alive.
所以赞美诗里面有一句话，忘记哪一首啊，说有一个什么 higher purpose.
And there's a hymn, I don't remember exactly which one. It says that we're all here for a higher purpose.
所以神啊，让我们在世界上有从神来的目的。
Because living in the world, we have a divine purpose from God.
那服侍神来实践主耶稣的两个使命啊，当然这就是我们的目的。
And our purpose is to serve God and to fulfill His two purpose.
好，然后第二页开始啊，有一些他的几个方案。
And so, starting from second page, there are a few practical plans.
第一个方案。
So the first plan.
为推动所有的福音事工祷告运动。
The prayer movement must be set into actions for all gospel works.
就是，我们教会特别要为福音的工作来祷告。
In other words, our church must to pray, especially for the evangelism.
那这个为了避免变成形式所以我们一般是在几个月前就才开始。
So to avoid this becoming just merely a formality, we usually start this movement just a few months before the convocation.
比方说有的教会不要讲教会，大概有的人知道，有的教会大概是三个月前嘛。
So there are some churches that starts 3 months before.
就宣布教会的信徒特别是福音组每天为这个事情祷告半个钟头。
So they will ask for the gospel works to pray about 30 minutes a day.
然后职务会的成员有的教会是每天为灵恩布道会祷告，禁食祷告。
And the board members they will pray every day, fast and pray for the holy work for 30 minutes.
有的教会是每个礼拜为灵恩布道会禁食祷告一次。
And other churches will pray, will fast and pray once a week for the spiritual convocation.
那我们发现真的有在推动这个祷告的特别禁食的一般呢，这个教会福音工作都比较有好的果效。
And what we find that those churches that really push for the prayer movement usually have more fruitful results.
那在灵恩布道会之前有时候聚会前要带动祷告。
And before the spiritual convocation, before each service, we also need to pray.
所以有的教会在礼拜五晚上前啊，比方说八点聚会，七点二十到七点五十。啊，鼓励大家来祷告。
In some churches on Friday evenings, will pray 30 minutes before the usual service time.
哦，那有的是在礼拜六聚会前啊，来推动祷告。
And others,
20分钟、30分钟。
Others will pray for 20 to 30 minutes before Sabbath service.
那有的教会是在礼拜六或者礼拜五或者每一次聚会。最少祷告15分钟，就是联合布道会之前三个月。
And there are churches that start the prayer three months before the spiritual convocation. They will pray for at least 15 minutes Friday and Saturday services.
就最后一次祷告。
They will pray for 15 minutes after the last session during the service.
那这样有实际在带动祷告哦，这个联合布道会就很有力量。
So if they practice the prayer movement, then the evangelical service usually will be more powerful.
哦，那有的教会是在布道会那几天，哦，就是，比方说早七点半开始唱诗，从七点到七点半啊，这工作人员都到教会里面的祷告会堂里面了。
And there are some churches that during the spiritual convocation,
布道会，布道会。
During the evangelical services, they will pray from 7 to 7:30 before the evening evangelical service starts.
我们就发现这个也很好。
And I find that also very useful.
因为有祷告啊，你会发现那个气氛就不太一样。
Because with prayer, you'll find that the atmosphere is very different.
但是另外一个有一个很有帮助，就是我们教会哦。看了有早祷会是最好。
And something else that's also very helpful is the morning prayer.
上一次有一个信徒告诉我。
There was a member that told me.
他就在讲韩国教会，就在 Cerritos 的韩国教会。
And he's talking about a Cerritos, a Korean church in Cerritos.
不是我们教会啊。
And it's not our church.
他早祷会怎么六点还七点？好多人在会堂里面祷告。
They start their morning prayer at 6 or 7 in the morning, and there are a lot of people that attend.
所以这个早祷会啊，如果信徒住在教会附近哦，是值得推动。
And so if the morning prayer session is something that would be very helpful, especially for those people who live around the church.
哦，看每一个适合的时间啊，然后来推动这个早祷会。
And so they can find the most appropriate time to push for this morning prayer session.
所以这第一个要为福音的传福音来祷告。
And so first is the prayer movement must be set into action for all gospel works.
那我们看那到底是谁要来带领。
And so let's see who needs to lead the prayers.
第一个。
First.
职务会或者负责人会。
The church council or the board member committee.
第二个。传道长子负责人带头做榜样。
The preachers, elders, deacons to set good examples together.
我们常常发现一个职务会如果有十个人。
Sometimes we find that if there are 10 members on the church council board,
然后再把他的配偶算进去就20个人。
And including their spouses, about 20 members.
然后再把宗教教育系负责算进去。
And if you add the RE coordinators,
或者每班的班负责算下去。
Or each class leaders.
所以如果每个人真的是带头做榜样。
So if everybody become a leader themselves,
那我们安息日聚会前那个祷告会最少有二三十个人在教会祷告。
Then the prayer session before each service usually will have at least 20 to 30 members praying.
所以有一天我们如果被选做教会职务会的人员。
And so if one day we're elected to be the church council member,
我们本身在祷告上做榜样是很重要。
It's very important that we ourselves set a good example for members.
所以有时候我也听过这个职务会的成员呢，在提醒另外一个成员说：“你昨天晚上宣布我十点到教会祷告，明天十点要看你了，有没有来？”
And so I've seen a church council member reminding another church council member that you've announced that tomorrow 10 o'clock we'll gather and pray, so you have to lead the prayer.
结果宣布的人十点半还没有到。
And so the person that made the announcement didn't show up until 10:30.
他是宣布给别人做的，不是给自己的。
Because he announced it for other people to practice, but not for himself.
这样我们要带领教会啊，就这个力量就会减低啊。
So if that's the case, then we will have less strength when it comes to leading the church.
所以我们在这个祷告的事上我们这职务会要做榜样。
So with regards to prayer, the board members needs to set a good example.
那我们教会啊，圣工就有一个动力在里面。
Then we'll have a motivation force amongst ourselves when it comes to preaching the gospel.
啊，方案的第二。
So the second plan.
啊，就是设立福音组。
Is to establish evangelical department.
哦，就是我们教会有一般都有一个人或者两个是负责福音呢，传福音。
So in our church, there are usually one or two members in charge of the evangelism department.
那这个下面需要有一个成员。
And underneath them, there needs to be a few members.
有的是比较有恩赐的啊，比较有负担的，那再加上啊，每一区选一个人。
And the members is composed of people who are gifted or with talent, and also people leaders from each department.
哦，那这个福音组就来策划我们到下一次联合布道会之前，我们要做什么
？And so the evangelism department will design a plan as far as what needs to be done before the next evangelical convocation.
这个真的是很重要。
That's actually a very important task.
哦。因为有时候我们常常发现没有计划
，because sometimes we find ourselves without any strategy.
头脑很多想法，但没有计划。
We may have a lot of thoughts or ideas, but we don't have a strategy.
哦，或者有计划，没有在执行。
Or you might have a plan, but you're not carrying out the plan.
哦，所以这个福音组本身呢、啊，这是很重要的。
And so this is a very important task, responsibility of the evangelism department.
哦，那下面列出很多。
And so there are many methods listed.
我们每个教会不一样，我们可以参考。
So every church is slightly different, but this can be your reference.
第五，福音茶会小组。
The first is the fifth point is the gospel tea fellowship.
第七，校园校园团契。
The seven is a campus and life caring team.
我们再看第九，跟进关怀小组。
And nine is a follow up team.
我们一般一个慕道者最好有两个人跟进。
So as a rule of thumb, usually for one every true seeker, there needs to be two people on the follow-up team.
那这个跟进跟陪谈不一样。
And so to follow up is different from training.
这个陪谈呢，就是布道会完了，跟他在里面谈谈话，几十分钟就完了。
And to host them or to visit with them usually require about 20 minutes after the spiritual convocation is over.
哦，那跟进就是跟他建立个人的关系，然后长期这样哦，每个礼拜跟他关心他有没有来，跟他打电话，然后跟他讨论，然后拿刊物给他看，然后再去问他有什么问题，然后替他解决，这样好像在带领小孩子这样了。
So the follow-up team means that somebody that you will establish a personal relationship with that true seeker. You will follow up with them. You will call them if they don't come to service, and you'll give them reading materials. You'll lead them as if you're leading a young child.
这个需要福音小组去找人，然后给他训练，然后给他安排。哎，你两个就负责这个，你两个负责那一个。
And this requires the evangelism department to assign two members to follow them and to help take care of them.
哎，我们一开始哦，把信徒分配带领慕道朋友，你才发现说，哎，这个没有训练真的很难做。
So as you're starting to take on this task, you'll find that without any specific training, this is actually very difficult.
好，那第三个哈。
The third point.
就是办福音茶会。
Is to have the gospel tea fellowship.
哦，这个福音茶会可以在教会办，也可以分区。
So this gospel tea fellowship can be carried out in church, or it could be divided into regions.
那这两个啊，这个功能不太一样，气氛也不太一样。
And so the two ways have their each their own unique functions, and the atmosphere, the ambience is also different.
那这个家庭的福音茶会啊，很重要，就是到最后。在谈的时候，一定要把他带到信仰。
So the family, the gospel tea fellowship, in a family home setting, is different, and ultimately you have to lead them into the talk about faith.
有时候从个人的见证啊，然后再进讲到比较浅的这些道理。
And sometimes it may start from personal testimonies and leading into more basic doctrines.
那我因为我们有看过那个家庭的福音茶会哦。聚会讲到结束，一开始聊天呐、啊，要聊什么？这个窗帘，然后聊 iPhone， 然后聊什么？聊了一个钟头就结束，就回去了。那你这个茶会有什么意思
？And sometimes we see that during the gospel tea fellowship at home, after our service, people start talking for the next hour or two about curtains or iPhones, and never talk about faith.
所以我们要借那个机会啊，用见证或者什么方式、啊， 啊，至少要给他一个一点印象，一些啊一些种子留在他心里。
So we have to use testimonies to leave a seed, an impression in their heart.
啊，那第四个。
The fourth point.
成立慕道班呐、
啊。To have a true seeker class.
哦、啊，这个慕道我刚刚提过，大概一个人受洗之前要二十课。
So as I mentioned before, before one is ready to be baptized, they usually require 20 sessions.
那第五
，The fifth.
那新受洗要新受洗的造就班呢
？And the
联谊会哈，或者说造就班。
The true seeker needs to have the true seeker fellowship.
好，就是他洗礼完之后，然后给他上课，接下去要怎么过信仰的生活。
So after they're baptized, they will be having their classes and learning about how to lead a life of faith.
好，第六，家庭福音茶会。
Six is a family gospel tea fellowship.
可以分区，那每个区不同来举开。
And this could be divided into areas, and each area or region can have their own family service.
所以这些计划就是要走进啊。社会走进人群里面去传福音。
So the purpose of these different plans is for us to walk into the society, walk into people's life to preach the gospel.
而不是等人走进来教会。
In other words, we're not waiting for people to walk into our church.
我们在甘恩谷跟厄文教会都有自己走进来的。
And at Garden Grove and Irvine Church, we of course have people that just walked in.
而且也得圣灵，也受洗啊。
They can also receive the Holy Spirit, and they have been baptized.
那是神特别的恩典哦，不能想说传福音就是这样自己走进来。
But that is actually a special grace from God. We can't think that this is how we need to spread the gospel.
主耶稣说你们要去，往土天下去传福音。
Because Lord Jesus tells us that we need to walk to the world to spread the gospel.
好，那第七案。
So the seventh plan.
逐家个人布道。
Is to house by house outreach.
啊，这个啊，这个不是每个地方可以做。
And this is not something that can be done at every place.
以前有一次 MVP 啊，在San Jose举开，他们就分组，大概三四个人一组啊，然后把这个教会的地图啊，然后几个人分一条街，几个人分一条街，一共做了三次还是四次。
Once at San Jose Church, as part of the MVP, they divided up the area into different grids, and 3 to 4 members per team, they would go out to each street to preach the gospel.
那还没有出去以前，他们开始演练。
And so before they go out and preach, they had a rehearsal.
啊，要怎么敲门？那第一句话怎么讲？要怎么传福音？
So they rehearsed about how they will knock on the doors, how they will preach the gospel.
那人如果拒绝，要怎么讲？
And if somebody refused them, how they could how they would reply?
哎，我发现那些青年接过训练之后，真的，他们回答都很高兴。
And I found that after the training, those youth came back all with joy.
哦，所以这个也是一个方法。
So this is also a good plan.
啊，主家布道或者个人布道。
So the house by house outreach or personal outreach.
啊，那下面是诗歌布道。
The next is the hymnal evangelical service.
每一首诗就是一篇正道。
And because each hymn is a sermon itself.
哦，所以这个是比较不是这么硬的哈，比较软性的布道。
And so this is a this is a way to preach with a softer touch.
哦。啊，第十。
And tenth plan.
教会定期的布道。
The regular monthly indoor evangelical service,
或者一个季布道一次，或者每个月布道一次。
For example, evangelical service monthly or per season.
然后十一案。
The 11th plan.
设定一个福音周。
To hold the week of gospel.
那这样一直准备到最后就进入十二号，就是联恩布道会。
So if you continue to have the week of gospel, by the 12th week, it'll be the evangelical convocation.
所以这个联恩布道会啊，需要很早来准备。
And that's why the spiritual evangelical convocation needs a long time to prepare.
那这个医院布道在美国一般很难做，因为很多医院都有一个政策，你不可以去发传单。
So to preach in the hospital, it's very difficult to carry out in the States because each hospital has policies against it.
那有的就改变方向啊，往那个 nursing home 去。
So some will change their strategies and preach at nursing homes.
但是我们发现了这个 nursing home 有一个缺点。
But what we found is that there is a weakness in preaching at nursing homes.
你这一次跟他讲得圣灵很重要。
Because if you tell them this time is very important to receive the Holy Spirit,
下一次你再去问，全部忘光了。
And if you go back again next week, they forgot it all.
你再跟他讲得胜了，你就要再下一次全部忘光了。
And if emphasize again is important to receive the Holy Spirit, you go a week after, they forget it all again.
所以这个呢信后嘛，第一个，他们哦很难记得住；第二个哦要带出来，有责任，所以一般呢信后比较难做。
So it's very difficult to preach a nursing home because first they are forgetful, second is a lot of liability to take them out of the nursing home.
那三头姐曾经做过，就是在退休的人住的公寓，这个就很有果效，好多人来信。
So San Jose had an outreach program where they went into the retirement homes to preach, and that was very effective.
就在教会附近，他们身体都很健康啊，来到教会慕道得圣灵受洗不少。
So those people live around the church, they're very healthy, and many of them came to church to preach and also receive the Holy Spirit.
所以如果你教会想要做 nursing home, 可能啊去找那个退休的公寓会更有果效。
So if a church wants to preach into the nursing homes, you may want to consider preaching to the retirement homes, perhaps they'll be more effective.
我们还有五分钟，有什么问题我们可以讨论。
So we have 5 minutes left. Are there any questions you would like to discuss?
这个就是传福音有几个方案，这样把它配合起来，就是我们联合布道会的准备。
And so these are the few plans of practical strategies, and how we can prepare for the evangelical service.
还有五分钟。
So there are 5 minutes left.
或者你有心得都可以。哦，这个台湾用语，我23页哪一个？啊对对对。哦，这个麻吉哈，哦，不知道不知道，因为哈、哦，这现在很多台湾用语我也不知道，哦，有一次看报纸，什么粉丝是米粉还是粉丝，我一直搞不清楚，不要不要，好，喂。
So a brother raised a question that living in an affluent society these days, everybody has a certain level of wealth, and we have our leisure time and our luxury time. So if we find a potential candidate, how we can go about leading them into church and attract them to the things we have to offer in church?
Is that right? 生活很舒服是比较难的。诸位有没有想过怎么传？
So has anybody here thought about how we can preach to them?
没有意思，我就活得好好的。
Because there's nothing wrong with them, they're not sick and they're alive and well.
明白？大家有没有想过，这个生活过得很好的，怎么跟他传耶稣
？So has anybody thought about this question? How we can preach Jesus to people that are alive and well and living comfortably?
如果他进到50岁以后
，So if they enter into their 50s.
我们人到五十岁以后会开始想人生的意义跟价值。
So usually as you approach 50, you started to evaluate the value of life.
所以我在前几个礼拜在俄百嘛，那个礼拜四他们团聚，一个退休的弟兄说，其实哦，讲穿了，我们现在就是等死。
And on Thursday at Irvine Church, there was a Bible study, and a brother said that to make it simple, we're all of us here are waiting to die.
因为没失去一个目标。
Because you don't have that ultimate goal.
所以如果这些人开始在想这个，这个就是宗教的开始，信仰的开始。
So if anyone starts thinking about that question, that is the starting point for faith.
因为意义跟价值哦，只有在信仰里面有答案。
Because meaning of life and a value of life, you can only find answers to them in your faith.
那三十岁到五十岁又健康，钱赚的又多，这个要怎么传？诸位，有什么经验
？So anybody have any suggestions or experience regarding how to preach to people between 30s and 50s? They're doing well and they're wealthy.
对。
And so, Deacon Shea mentioned that, as Elder Liu mentioned earlier today, so it's very important to start from their children. Perhaps that will be a more strategic plan, because many parents emphasize the education or commodities for their children. So if you can start with their children, leading them to church for classes, and maybe that would be more effective.
哎，这是确实是真的啊。
And this is indeed true.
有的教会哈，这个大人老是迟到，怎么让大人准时
？And because in some churches there are a lot of adults that are always late, so how can you make them come on time?
就设定一个小孩子合唱团，练唱什么时候？聚会前。
And so instead they arrange for a children's choir practice to start before the service time.
哎，真的，父母都准时到了。
And indeed, all the parents now come on time.
那以前在费城也遇过一个妈妈带两个小孩子来慕道。
And in Philadelphia church, there was a young mom that brought her two children to seek the truth.
她为什么会来
？And why did she come?
她说我孩子在这里要怎么教？
Her problem is that living in America, she doesn't know how to teach her children.
她来看教会看每个青年都很乖。
So when she comes to church and see that all the youth are good, good kids.
行为很好，这个功课也不错。
They have good deeds and they do well in school.
她发现啊，这个地方是最好。
And that's when she realized that this is the best place to raise your children.
所以跟她讲哦，不是学音乐的小孩不会变坏了，是。到教会的小孩子不会变坏。
And so we tell them that it's not that only kids that learn music are good kids. It's actually kids that come and know Jesus are good kids.
还有就是对小孩子布道，对，如果小孩子愿意来，有时候父母就跟着来。
And it's true that it's useful to preach to the young children because parents often are willing to come if their children are happy to come.
好，谢谢哈。还有没有？我们时间快到了。
Any other questions?The Trinity Church came to the States about 1979, so it really hasn't been that long. And so if you drive by churches near your house, you'll see that, for an example, on Sundays, there are many sessions to their Sabbath service, and each service is filled with a crowd. And so you can find that church is somehow still the center of their living or their life. And so I asked my wife sometimes, what is the force or what is the attraction that attract all these people to this church? Because you see, there are many churches on the same street, but they're all filled with people. And so the truth we preach here is pure, is the ultimate truth. And so how can we preach this pure truth to people? This is a question that we've been working on for the last few decades, and it seems like we've reached a bottleneck. So maybe we need to think about What is it about the church that's able to attract all these people to join their services, and what is the role of the church plays in all of their lives? So if we can try to find answers to those questions, maybe that will be helpful when we plan our future strategies.
好，谢谢你哈。我们下午哈最后要玩的时候还有一节讨论会，大家想想看哈，如果有什么意见呢，可以提出来。
And so the afternoon before our service is over, we still have one more session for discussion. So please think about if you have any more questions.
我们唱一首诗414。
We'll sing a hymn together, 414.